Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I had coffee. It's kicking in.
Yeah, it's finally kicking in.
I don't drink coffee for this reason.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Hi, guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV
Obsessed.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode of HGTV Obsessed,
the weekly podcast where we dive into all things HGTV. I'm Mike.
And I'm Kat. And when we aren't watching HGTV, we make funny videos on TikTok about marriage, parenting, and life. I cannot believe who we have on the podcast today.
Yeah, superstars. No doubt about it.
So excited to talk to them. So today on the podcast, we have Allison Hulker Boss and Steven Twitch Boss. They're here to spill the tea on all things Design Star Next Gen.
That's right. Design Star Next Gen is HGTV's latest competition series where 8 talented designers from across the country compete in intense weekly challenges for the chance to win $50,000 in cash. In a shot at their own show. Allison is the host of the show, and her husband, Twitch, is one of the guest celebrity judges.
They also talk all about their lives as social media influencers, celebrities, and fellow TikTokers. I'm not going to lie, this felt like TikTok couples therapy. I loved their advice on how they keep things fresh and fun when you're married and how you work together. They have the greatest chemistry.
Yeah.
I mean, they exceeded all of my expectations. You could say they dance their way right into my heart.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. I'm surprised you didn't try to, like, dance for them and get their approval, you know, like, get some tips.
I dance with them. They don't know it, though. I didn't get to tell them. I dance with them on their Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, they teach dance on their Instagram page. I didn't want to distract them.
What if you take a video of you doing that and send it to her? Do you, like... of you doing the workout.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I feel like you would do that. You would do that.
Ridiculous. We're more comedy. Dance isn't our thing. We've tried it.
Yeah, no.
We tried to do a dance and people were like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're just too weird for sure.
Something feels wrong about this. You're not doing the moves right.
Mike is not gyrating properly. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so it was an awesome episode. We're super ecstatic for you guys to hear this episode. It's going to be great. We won't keep you waiting any longer. So without further ado, here's our talk with Allison and Twitch.
Allison and Twitch, guys, welcome to HGTV Obsessed.
Woo, so happy. So happy to have you guys.
We are so excited. Yeah. And I love how close you guys are because we like to be really close, but yeah, I feel like it always makes people uncomfortable. But now we're all close together.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, cuddling is great. I don't know. That's just my two cents.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, I think this can probably count as like our first Zoom double date. What counted is that? Is what we're going to do. This is what this is.
I'm honored.
These are like dates for us too. I've never thought of it that way. So before we dive in, what's the latest with you guys? What's the 411 you want to fill everyone in on? What's going on?
Oh, man. Well, I'm so excited because on HGTV and Discovery Plus, I have Design Star Next Gen coming out. The show is just so amazing. It was such a huge honor to be a part of it. And so I'm really, really excited about that. But I would say as far as work goes, that's what I'm working on.
Absolutely.
That's what's going on right now.
And it also couldn't have been more perfect for her because she's just like... I mean, when it comes to design and just having an eye on things, yeah, she's the perfect person for it. So I'm so excited to see how everything comes together.
And I'm excited to see for HGTV, for a competition show like this to come back. Yeah. You know, they had this for so many years and I was a fan back then. So now to be a part of it now is so incredible. And we've both been on so many like competition shows. I'm like, this is amazing. Yeah. Now I get to sit from a different side. It's an honor.
100%.
That's so surreal. That's awesome. So can you tell for our listeners who maybe don't know about the show, can you tell us a little bit about the show and what to expect from it?
Oh, yeah. So Design Star Next Gen is a competition for designers and renovators. So we bring in 8 designer renovators from all around the country and we put them through challenges in every single episode. And when I say challenges, these challenges are insane. Everything from designing a kitchen, doing a living dining space, indoor, outdoor spaces, and even flipping an airplane, a caboose, and a bus. Yeah, and these, like, they're only given a few days to do these challenges. And like, I'm sitting back like, there's no way. And then they do it. And it's amazing and so impressive. Every single, like every episode, they always like push themselves. And it's really incredible.
So this is actually a reboot of the original show that was on HGTV Design Star. What is the difference about the show this time around?
Well, I would first off just say everything, they're really, really elevating the level. But I think the biggest challenge is essentially what we have is like any designer's dream campus. And when I say in campus, we have what's called the design hub, where they do their sketches, they get to pick out their paint colors. And then we have a workshop where they actually get to build and like get their hands on with like, you know, doing woodwork and stuff like that. But then we also have the furniture and styling warehouse where it's like, they go in there and there's everything that they would need to like style their designs that they do. And then each designer was given essentially their own tiny home that with each challenge they get a flip. So it's like a blank canvas that they get to turn around with each new challenge.
That's so wild. So pausing there on the tiny home, right? So I see that you guys basically, you filmed on what was like a compound, right? That was basically, like you mentioned, that was the design center and the tiny homes and each contestant worked out of it. And since, you know, you were on set filming this with them, I mean, does that make you both official members of the Design Star cult?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd like to think so. Absolutely.
And like, bless his heart. Like, he is the absolute best husband. But every single episode I come home like, babe, we've got to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't believe it.
And also, just to give you more context, like, I'm not the dude that's like, all right, babe, let's go ahead and figure that out. Like, I'm, you know, like, for me, I'm still like, all right, so do we need like a Phillips head or what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Also, did you notice his action? He didn't get anything in that wall.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, when I think tools, I think, okay, screwdriver. Is that all we'll need? Is that it? You know what I'm saying?
It's a running joke, right?
It's crazy. Like, it's just, but the inspiration that I think people that are really passionate about design and you know, remaking things and all that, that the inspiration that you'll get from this show, because what these designers do every episode is it really is that you come home to your space and you're kind of like, okay, so it literally anything is possible. Like, you know,
and it's incredible. So cool. And another thing that really makes this one different is there was such a family feel because we were on a campus. It's everyone's very competitive because everyone wants to be the design star at the end of the day. But there was like this collaboration feel because you could see what each other were working on. You'd see people going and helping each other out in their tiny home. And so it was just like this family that was created together. But essentially, though, you feel the heat coming, though, because they're winning a chance to have their own TV show and $50,000 on HGTV, which is insane. Yeah.
The stakes are high. The stakes are high, right?
Yeah.
I'll go back to what you're saying. It's a running joke in our family that I rely on my mother-in-law, who's like the handiest woman in the world, to come over and fix everything at our house.
My mom is like this small Latin woman that can just fix anything. Like, it's amazing.
It's so weird.
A fridge, a washer, a dryer, anything. She's got it. She's like a mechanic.
I literally call her when I'm like, what's, like you were saying, what screwdriver do I use?
Yeah, exactly. And that always helps. It's like, you got to have somebody that at least knows like what they're doing because when I tell you, it's just like, listen, I just need some direction. Just tell me what to do. I can do it. But like, yo, you.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because like I love design. I love interior design. I love creating, you know, visuals, and I love creating a home that has a feeling and a warmth, but also very, very creative feeling. So I always come up with like all these like grand ideas, and like I don't like I'm just like, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's like it. Yeah. You got to do it.
I have a vision. So you both are obviously no strangers to competition shows. So you think you can dance Dancing with the Stars. What was it like being on the other side as a host and as a celebrity guest judge? What was that kind of flip for you guys?
Well, I mean, it's you're not wrong. We definitely know what that pressure feels like. But then also we know how exciting it is because, you know, you got to think that like when you participate on shows like this, it's like you're kind of on like, you know, and not putting it lightly, you're on the precipice of like of life changing events. You know what I mean? So with that, I think neither one of us really take that lightly. So I know that and I'm talking about her like she's not here. But like I know the comfort and also inspiration that she brings as a host to the contestants as they compete week after week, because that can be a lot sometimes. It's just like, you know, being a competitor on a show, like obviously you're creating art and you're doing what you love, but then there's a lot of things that you have to think about, you know, surviving week to week, making sure that, you know, you're still standing out from the pack while also being a cool person. You know what I'm saying? Like, so with that, it's just like, I think that, you know, from the competitions that we've been involved in, going back and being able to speak to contestants, even just being around contestants, you know, I think it brings an ease and a love and a light that can really be useful going on week to week to make sure that competitors don't just stay in their head, you know, because that can be a very easy space to slip into, is just to be in your head and forget that this is actually an experience to take part in wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, having the experience being from competition, a lot of the times we are the ones holding ourselves back.
Yeah.
We're the ones overthinking something. We come up with the vision and then we're like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so as the host, I never wanted to step in and just deliver lines. I wanted these designers and renovators to know that I am there and I am their biggest fan. I am here to help you in any way I can and let them know that they deserve to be in this space because they are the best. You know, and so I always wanted them to know I am their advocate and I am there to make them shine.
That's so nice. I felt like you believed in me, too, when you were telling me that. Standing up a little straighter,
because
like, oh, yeah.
Do.
She sees the star.
My soul is warmer right now.
So good. Okay, so it seems like based on your TikTok, the dances, your home, the design is gorgeous. Half of my family live in Brazil, and the design in my aunt's house in Brazil is literally exactly like your home. The sliding doors with that open feel. And I want that in our home.
Yeah.
It's just, I would watch your dance videos and be like, pause, screenshot, and then like, pause, screenshot. Like, that backyard looks so good. It was great. So do you both, I guess I know Allison does, but do you, Twitch, have a love for interior design?
So my love here, I'm going to be 100. My love for interior design is really shared with hers, actually. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
like, you appreciate her design.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, and I don't know if you could agree too, right? But it's like, for me, it's just like, I can appreciate it. And thank goodness for her mind and the way that she can put, because I mean, I'm telling you, like, you know, from any shot that you get about, it's, I got to give her props. It's beautifully done, you know, and sometimes as she's talking about it, I'm like, yeah, babe, yeah, you know, and behind the smile, I'm just like, what? You know what I'm saying? But with that, man, it's just like the appreciation has grown because now I feel like I have a better understanding of the things that she's talking about, especially as we go along. You know, she and I have been together for 10 years now, and we've lived together for seven years. Something like that. So, you know, with each place that we've been in, I've slowly but surely come to see the overall vision that she's talking about. Even sometimes when I don't understand, I'm just like, you know what? I trust you. So it's like, so the love, it's actually more of an appreciation for what it is that she's done. Cause I mean, she's immaculate with it. She's a gangster with the design. Like, it's amazing.
The home is like, the heart of the family, yeah. right? Besides the people in it, right? Like you need a space that feels comforting and warm and creative and you get excited about waking up in, you know? Yeah. So for me, I love creating spaces like that where guests love coming over. They love the energy. They love the feeling of the home, but you've got to create that for yourself, you know? So that's really where my love of design comes in. It feels like a huge purpose for me to bring people together in a lovey space. But then it's really funny. I got to be honest with you. Like I will, when he says, like, thank God for me, I got to agree. Because let me tell you, when I first started dating him, he put a sectional in his bedroom and you couldn't open the door. And I had to like creak open the door and like sneak in. I was like, babe, you can't do this.
But wait, you can't do this. You're right. But just let me just hear me out for a quick second. Like, all right. So it's
this was he needed me. I really did.
But let me just hit you off to this, because
let's hear it in
the bedroom. Like it was like a master bedroom situation. I had my bed. I was like, man, there's a lot of space in here. I would really love like a seating area so I can play video games and stuff like that. So I went and I got a sectional.
A ginormous sectional.
So don't get me wrong. It definitely fit into the room. It might have been a bit much, but just get into this. Like, in the mornings, I could wake up and literally roll from my bed onto the sectional. You know what I'm saying?
It was great for you.
You couldn't open the doors all the way in his room to like the bathroom, the closet, or the door to get into the space.
Hey, it worked for him. It was his oasis.
That's what I'm saying. It was.
It was so bad.
You feel me on that, right? It was like, I know it might have been cramped a little bit, but like I woke up every morning like, I guess it's time to roll onto the, you know, and then there I was on the couch. And then when it was time to go to bed, I was just like, just did a back roll and then I was onto the bed.
It was so bad. And like also we were just starting to go to each other's places. So I had to like really figure out how I was going to like move the section because it was not going to stay.
Yeah.
So I made up like all these excuses and started by like one piece out of the room and then another. Yeah. And then now we don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, she was pretty surgical with it. It was just gone. It was weird.
Don't know where it went. Just one day I woke up and wasn't there. So I think the transition then for you guys in your home makes sense because now you guys have started a beautiful family. And like Allison was saying, making like that design, the heart of the home. And they told us a funny story about your pregnancy, like labor experience. Allison, I heard you went into labor in Home Goods.
Yes.
Oh, you just have to tell me all about this.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, my mother, who is just like my teacher, my hero, my best friend, just like, we're so close. We love going shopping for our homes together. And I was, she was visiting me because I was pregnant. And so we went shopping at Home Goods and I started having my contractions, but we were getting ready for Christmas and there was like all this amazing Christmas decor. And so I was like, Mom, I'm fine. I'm fine. She's like, are you sure? And I was like, I'm fine. And she was like, how often are the contractions happening? I was like, oh, like every couple minutes, but like, let's just make sure we get what we need, go through checkout, and then we'll be fine. And she was like, yeah, okay, we can push through. So even my mom's encouraging this. So we were like picking, we had like two carts full of Christmas decor.
Oh my gosh. We were
in line. And it was like starting to get real bad where I was like, oh, like this is like not like Braxton Hicks contractions. Like I'm in labor.
I'm having the baby
right now. And it's like Christmas time at Home Goods. So the line is very, very long. So I call Steven. I was like very calm. I was like, hey, babe, what you doing? He's like, nothing. I was like, I think I'm in labor. Don't freak out though. We're going to be okay. And he's like, get home. I got to take it. I was like, well, I got to check out first. But I was like, I'll be home real soon. Yeah. Like, don't worry about me. So we checked out, we got home, and then literally, like, I packed a bag, and then we went to the hospital, and I had who's now baby Zaya an hour after we got to the hospital.
I was fully
in labor at Home Goods in line. I gotta get these Christmas elves. I gotta get these, you know, like.
It's also a testament too, to like all the significant others out there. That's like, you just gotta trust them. You just gotta trust them. Like, cause for me, she was like, okay. And I could tell by the tone of her voice that it was like, okay, this is it. But she was like, but I got to check out first. I was like, girl, if you don't put them things down and come home, like, you know, but she was like, no, I got it. I'm going to check out. So yeah, she had it. And I was at home just in mid freak out, like freak out on standby, you know, but she had it. Awesome. She had it. It was good.
Yep. It was what, like a woman.
It was like stress shopping. You were stress shopping. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, but it was also relaxing, you know, like I just knew like Christmas was going to be so good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
it was. And the decorations you got were fire.
They were so good. Really elevated up our year for baby Zion.
Yeah. All right. We could talk about pregnancy all day. So and giving birth. But let's get back to the show. So there's a stacked roster of celebrity judges on the show. Jonathan Adler, Lauren Mack. Right. So what are these judges looking for in the next generation of these design stars? Is there an it factor? I mean, what are you guys looking for?
Well, obviously, the biggest component is design. Do they have what it takes to create a whole design movement? Right. Mm. Because essentially, we love people that can take someone's homes and turn it into something fresh and new, right? But they have to also be able to deliver that with the TV show, right? So they have to have personality. They have to be able to make those hard decisions, right? So we're looking for the whole package, a fantastic designer, someone that can design for someone else and not just their own ones, but also that is going to bring everyone else who's watching the show to want to do the same thing.
So you feel like you're a part of it too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
And what also made the show so amazing though, is we brought in the 8 separate designer renovators to compete against each other. And each one of those designers had completely different spirits and energies and personalities about them. But you see that come across in their designs. And I love that. Like, you could look at each room and be like, oh, that's so-and-so's or that's so-and-so's or that's. And that's what made it so powerful to see this competition, because you grow to love each one of the designers. So for these judges, it was so, so hard to lose someone each and every episode.
Yeah.
Off of what you were saying, Allison, the diversity of the contestants on the show is perfect. It's such a nice balance. You can touch on every single person. So I feel like everyone can relate when they watch it. There's someone who has 35 years of experience. They represent an older generation. And then you have someone who just quit their waitressing job and they're pursuing design full time. And then you have someone who moonlights as a drag queen. So were you inspired, like, seeing these unique designers and how they tackled the different challenges and what that brought to the show and all that?
I just think all the diversity in general just brought so much culture and life to the show. It really lights up the screen because everyone is showcasing a whole new element that's so important in our world, you know? And so I just feel like it really made it fun. It made it exciting because each person had something so special to share with everyone.
Can you share a challenge you loved that viewers can look forward to for the rest of the season?
Oh, yeah. There were so many incredible ones, but definitely my favorite challenge is they had to flip and turn around an airplane, a caboose, or a bus. And I mean, you look at these ginormous spaces and they only have a couple of days to accomplish this. You're like, there's no way they're actually going to get all this done. Because they have these like huge, huge ideas. And then they do. And it's amazing. It's so amazing what they create together. So I think because those spaces, the airplane, the caboose, and the bus, they're so different and they're so quirky to work with. It was really fun to watch that episode just because you're just kind of seeing these spaces come to life.
Yeah. And I think what the one I'm looking forward to is obviously it was one that they were working on while I was there, actually. And it's to transform the space, like from a daytime space to a nighttime space. And I thought that was dope just because, like, I think functionality is a really important thing to me. So the way that these designers kind of came up with these ideas of things that could move or double as something else to transform the space. And that is just incredible. So I think that,
That's definitely my favorite part of those shows when they just make something so ordinary and I feel like it can be a life thing and you can just make it so amazing and connect with you. And I
so
love
more
that.
Than just being like a practical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Object.
So something I thought was kind of interesting about these challenges was you add social media presence to the mix. And that was kind of new, especially for HGTV. Obviously, this day and age, building a brand on these platforms is really important. And we can relate to that. So as social media sensations, you guys, what do you think is the key to engaging with your audience through social media.
Love that.
Yeah, I love that because also I love that the show is really elevating that, the consciousness of that, right? Building a brand is so important for any business. And also at this point, any individual, honestly, you know, and social media is a fantastic place to do that. I think sometimes people look at social media as being too much. It's a lot to handle. There's so many things to do and pay attention to. But really, if you strip yourself of the negatives and look at the positives, you're opening so many doors with social media. You have so many people that you can reach and really target with it. And I think that social media is a place that you can start any business you want. And in this case, a design business. And it's really important to know who you're targeting, what they want, what you want. And also you can create anything that you want with social media. You got to look at this as a positive, fun element to really show who you are. And I think the people that really take advantage of that, and in this case on the show, really know how to engage with their audience. You're making it fun. You're making it exciting, and you're bringing people on with you in your journey. And people love that.
Exactly. Yeah. And she kind of, she really hit it on the head then when she said being yourself is authenticity, right? Like that, I think that's totally one of the key words right there is that, like, I think that all of us can probably relate with is like you find something very authentic and genuine that about yourself that you can really carve out and put on this online presence. And then not only are you creating something that people can latch onto, but it, even speaking about the show, that's also then training these contestants as well for having a show, right? Like, so it feeds right into what the show is geared towards anyway, right? Which is delivering yourself as a product to the audience. And obviously, you know, with the way that how powerful social media is now, you know, obviously audiences can sniff out something that's inauthentic in a second. That kind of training and that kind of self-awareness is so important nowadays, you know?
I just think it's an amazing opportunity, right? Social media opened the door where you can reach anybody around the world at any moment if you want to. And I just think it's something that's so positive and so incredible that we have all these people at our fingertips.
Yeah.
So you guys are a super solid couple just from talking to you. genuinely, really love you guys. And so you're both professional dancers and you met while you were both all stars on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yep.
I have to know who made the first move.
Twitch just pointed at Allison.
Yeah, wait, this is the only audio. I need you to
vocally tell everyone. Sorry about that. I'm on the video. Allison made the first move. You guys, I've said this many times. I have never been the dude ever that's been like, oh, yeah, she feeling me, son. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, nah, that's not me, right?
So, shy guy.
She definitely made the first move. And this was like, this was actually a few weeks before we actually made like the genuine connection, right? is I got y'all. So she like pretty, I got her number, right? Like, but that was her saying like, yo, take my number down. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing though. Didn't call. I didn't call.
Dude.
Cause again, but I wasn't under the pretense of like, oh, she wanted me to call because she feeling me. I thought it was because it was like, okay, we're genuinely connected. Cause here's the thing too. You got to know that Allison is like social butterfly extreme, right? And throughout the time that we were on So You Think You Can Dance, I would find out after, weekends away, we come back for rehearsal. And people would be talking about their weekends like, oh yeah, over at Allison's house, we did that. I was like, oh y'all. Y'all went to Alex's house? Like,
I never invited him because I was too shy to invite him at the time.
You know, and so I was like, oh, she don't, she doesn't like me.
But then I decided to put that energy aside because I was like, I just like had too like strong of feelings. I was like, he was so cute. So I was like, I have to just like, I was like, he is clearly not making a move on me. So I was like talking to my friend at the time. And I was like, okay, like I just gotta do it. So I would like start touching his shoulder and stuff like that.
When were you like, oh, holy crap, this woman's into me?
Honestly, so this moment happened it was almost like a magnet. It sounds so corny now that I'm about to say this. It's like a magnetic attraction it was. So we at the rap party for So You Think that season, we've shared a first dance And we've been together ever since. You know what I mean?
It makes it sound like it was like a slow dance, like Snowball. This was full blown music video, like Usher, playing. We're going so hard together. Yeah. We ended up dancing all over the place. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But it was like hype feels.
That first dance lasted like the entire time that we were there. Yeah.
Nice. It just set the stage. We've been together ever since that moment.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
Now you guys are married and you have three children.
Yep.
And you honestly look like you're having so much fun together. Like you just, even watching you on this Zoom, just the way you connect and the way you appreciate what the other person brings to the table and how it just, the chemistry is like just shooting like arrows at me right now. I'm just like, Cupid is going crazy. So what is a normal, typical day like in the boss household?
Yeah, I would love to know.
Yeah, no, yeah. The normal, typical day, it kind of bounces all over the place because, you know, as you said, we have three kids, but our three kids are in very different stages of life right now. Where our oldest is 12-year-old daughter. So she's in junior high. She's like, you know, doing the distant learning and all that, and also approaching teens, right? So that in a completely different stage of life. Then we have a 4-year-old son who is basically Miles Morales in training. Like that's the new Spider-Man.
And his
training is the moment his eyes open. Like, you know, it was like, as a matter of fact, when we started this Zoom, that's, you know, when Allison got up and walked off for a second, we heard him coming down the stairs. And by coming down the stairs, it's like, you know what I mean? Like
web shooters down the stairs all day long.
And then Zaya, she's one, you know, like, so she's up, she's moving, she's trying to keep up with her brother and her sister. So it's like a typical day in the boss house is it's different from day to day because we have them, but then also we're working, you know, like, and we're working on different things. So it's literally hard to say what a typical day in the boss, but I tell you what we do have is staples in our day, which like we definitely, you know, connect with each other in the mornings before we go off to work and stuff like that. You know, we still have coffee together and sit at the table in the mornings and just kind of chill. And then we also always do dinner together. Mm-hmm. You know, dinner is a very big thing for us. And, you know, because we're busy, we're doing a lot throughout the day. So as long as we can begin and end the days with each other, like that's always a great thing.
And I know, you know? Our home really is like everything he's saying. It feels wild and crazy. Mm-hmm. But when we come together, we try to create a whole new feeling where it's about communication, having great conversation with our kids, hearing about how they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like amongst all the crazy, I feel like we also feel a lot of love in our home, which makes it all okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we have like the you know, wild energy, but we also come together and make sure that we like pay attention to how each other are, you know, kind of going through the space and the energy of the world right now, because it's a little bit of an odd time, if I'm honest, you know, but I think we do a really, really good job at communicating with each other and with our children and making sure that everyone's doing okay at that moment.
Absolutely. Because at this point, you know, it's just like no matter what's going on out there, like our family is like the anchor for us all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like making sure that we always genuinely connect, like, you know, throughout the days. I think that's the most important part. So that I think that aspect is can be, I guess, considered typical. It's like making sure that we find time to connect with all of us throughout our days.
I would say we play hard and we love hard.
Yes, 100%.
That's awesome.
You should write a book and call it that.
Yeah, that's a great title.
Thank you. I would start it all
New York Times bestseller.
Yeah. Man, I'll buy 1,000 copies right off the bat.
Absolutely. Cat and Mike, they're doing the foreword for us.
Let's go.
Yeah, we'll do a little TikTok too in the beginning. We're like, try to dance. We don't dance.
That would be lit. Oh my gosh. What do your kids think of seeing you on TV?
Honestly, they don't know anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, that's just kind of is what it is. They still think it's cool. They'll be like, oh, look, there's Dan on Ellen. You know, we're like, that's his job. And, you know, they're like, oh, okay. But it's just, you know, it's just kind of been something that they've only ever known.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they know could be a different way.
Absolutely. Right. And also, it's a couple of things. It also depends on which kid you're asking and also at what time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes for Wesley, who is our oldest, it's really cool. And then, like I said before, she's approaching the teen. So sometimes it can be really embarrassing for her too. You know, it's just.
I would like to think that we're really cool parents, we're still the parents to our kids. So we are 100% the most embarrassing thing to them all of the time.
Absolutely.
But we love it. I would not change that. I will embarrass my kids all the time. They gotta learn.
Oh, and it's only, and the embarrassment is only going to increase.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
No, like, for sure. Like, we're already planning on being at my daughter's prom. Like, she's not getting away from us.
Yeah.
Chaperones?
You got to chaperone one of these dances.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So it's like, they think it's really fun, but it's also like, oh my gosh. And like, anything that we do, her friends are like, oh, I saw your parents at this. And she's like, I know.
I saw him too.
Oh my gosh. Twitch, I can just see you like at the dance, like over the kid's shoulder, like just behind him.
Absolutely.
As they're dancing,
yeah, I know.
Just whispering in his ear, like, you know.
I just whip out a ruler. Just whip out a ruler, like, hold on, player. Like, y'all are a little too close. Y'all are a little too close, player. Let's get a foot in there. Let's get a foot.
So we have a baby and we are relatively new to the marriage.
The parent game.
We're very new to it.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Congrats.
Thank you.
And I feel like it all happened very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
All at once. So I know you guys were talking about how you find that harmony. You start the day together, you end the day together, and you have quality conversations with your kids. What do you think the most important lesson you have to teach your kids is? Like, what is something you really genuinely want to get through to them?
I want my kids to know that they are the main characters in their story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't be the sidekick to someone else's story. Like, really know who you want to be and who you want to be seen as and who you want yourself to be. And just move forward from that purpose and never look back. You know, if you're moving from purpose and from love and just living your best life for yourself, no one can take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I always say to my kids, like, you are the main character, you know, so just remember, and you know, it's, you have to be a strong person in this world, you know, right. But that all that takes is love and purpose. Something that we're learning too, is that as parents, we want to be the best guides and teachers for someone.
Yeah.
But sometimes when we think of guides and teachers, I think sometimes parents think that's telling the kid exactly who they have to be to succeed, when really our job is to teach them the best skills for them to develop exactly who they are and tell us who they are.
Yeah.
You know, so it's this fine line and this fine balancing act that you have to do as a parent, is that I'm guiding and teaching you the best skills and qualities for you to develop who you are. And I'm going to support that,
right.
You know? So it's always this like give and take you have to do as a parent, which is a very, very hard balance to learn. But that's what makes it so exciting, is you have kids and it's so interesting. We have three kids and they're all completely different from each other, but we are teaching them the qualities that we believe are important in life, but they're using them in their own separate ways for who they are. And I think it's really special.
Exactly.
So the winner of Design Star Next Gen is going to be catapulted to fame and a much, much larger platform. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Much kind of like you both were. Any advice for the winner and maybe us who got 5 million followers in 6 months?
Hey, that's amazing.
The ups and downs that come with sudden success and fame.
Yeah.
I think the biggest advice I would give is to stay true and authentic to who you are, because that is what got you to the place you are today.
True.
Right? You don't need to switch it up and turn into someone else. You don't have to take on a new thing. Just be exactly who you are, develop that, perfect that, and allow yourself to shine and never let anyone else tell you differently.
Remember what got you to where you are. And then that's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the foundation.
And leave from gratitude. I will say that too.
Yep.
Always, forever, no matter how big, no matter what opportunities come your way, you know, where you move to, where you come from, all these things, lead from gratitude. 100%. Always.
Yep.
That's so good.
We're getting schooled in this podcast. Allison, Twitch, right now, you guys, it's time to I was going to do a joke. I changed my mind.
I want to hear it.
You had us hanging on it. I was like,
I want to hear the joke. I love it. I want to hear it.
It's time to 1-2 step.
Love it. Nah, you should do it. You should do it. Yeah, it's good.
To defend the trend. Thank you. Yeah. So we're going to give you both a design trend and you give us your thoughts on that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Allison, as an avid home goods fan, you've seen plenty of word art as home decor. What are your thoughts? Do you live, laugh, love it? Or should everyone relax with the wall words?
Okay, I know this is such a hot topic right now, okay? I know a lot of people got, like, people feel that live, laugh, love is outplayed, but I've got to be real with you. We are a family of affirmations. Yeah. We live it, breathe it every single day. We tell our kids to say affirmations in the mirror every single day. So we are for sure the words people.
Yeah.
But you know what? Listen, I want to say it, so they got to say, but make them cool. Just like do it with like neon lights or like cool colors, you know? So make it pop, make it fun, make it relevant to the new times. But oh man, yeah, we.
And also I think too, it's just like, you know what? Even if you're out and about and you're finding that the words that you're seeing are not speaking to you, there's still so many other options that do. I mean, I'm like, even as we talk right now, there's the beginning of Rapper's Delight on the wall over here. And also, the beginning of Biggie's Juicy. It was all a dream. It was right here, you know. So you can still find words that can that's love right there. You can still find. Look, yeah, don't pull the word trigger for us. We got it. Yeah.
No, we love it and we stand by it and we stand strong.
I love it. You guys are so great. I'm gonna get a neon sign in my room right now. So
yeah.
I'm convinced. That was a very quick way to defend that trend that convinced me right away.
Yeah.
So before you guys go, can you let everyone know where we can watch Design Star Next Gen and where we can find you on social media?
Oh, you can watch on HGTV and Discovery Plus Wednesday, February 24th, 9/8 Central. Guys, we are so excited. Honestly, the show is fantastic. You're going to be excited. You're going to be inspired. And you're going to get to know so many incredible designers.
Mm-hmm. And then you can find us on TikTok as Allison Holker Boss. Me, I'm Twitch Talk 7. And then Instagram, Allison Holker, and Sir Twitch a lot.
My tags are much easier. They're just my name.
Very much so. I feel inspired to create something new every time I do
it. I love it. I will be following right after this call. So.
It was so awesome to talk with you guys. Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan. I was a fan before, but now I'm.
You guys are great. We really appreciate it.
Oh, and thanks so much. With y'all too, seriously.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And much continued blessings and success to y'all. Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Honestly, I am very into the word art.
Yeah.
I would probably choose different words than live, laugh, love.
Yours is definitely more like live, love, make other people cry laughing.
Aww. So sweet.
You really enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. More streaming time.
Cha-ching. I have a ton of affirmations because Allison.
On your mirror.
on my mirror. Allison was talking about how important that is. And I wanted to tell her, like, girl, you should see my mirror. I can't even see myself in that mirror. It's just like post-its everywhere.
You literally get comments on all of our TikTok videos now whenever we do bathroom scenes.
What's on that chick's mirror?
Like, what's all over her mirror? What a weirdo.
So I feel like your words would be more like live, laugh, leave your laundry on the floor.
You know, I'm not going to lie. That line was written not by you, but it's accurate. They must really know me. Whoever wrote that line, you're a genius. Guys, because I definitely leave my laundry on the floor.
I asked Michael to pick up something I was filming in the mirror, and the reflection of his clothes were on the floor, and he picks it up and moves it a foot on the other side of the floor. I was like, Michael, what? It's still in the shot. What are you doing?
You know, I just feel like I have better things to do with my time than hang laundry up. I don't know. That's just me.
No, it's not just you.
Okay, well, anyways, let's get into HGTV to the rescue. Burr, 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 burr. Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, it is time for one of our favorite segments. It's HGTV to the rescue. What are we going to rescue today?
Oh my gosh. I can't believe what a singer you are.
You sound like a
so
country
good.
Singer.
I just teared up.
Oh my gosh, Taylor, that means
so
the
great.
World. So today we have our friend Taylor Spellman from One Week to Sell, and she's going to be answering a listener's question. And James asked today, our home has been on the market for months and just isn't getting any traction. What are some quick and cheap things I can do to make it stand out and sell fast?
Well, James, I would start with the fact that 90% of buyers start their search online. So are your photos amazing? And if there's no traction, that is typically the first hurdle. So make sure that the photography is good. If you have a broker who comes in and says, or an agent that says, you know, don't worry, my phone is sufficient, and then you kind of put it up in a hodgepodge order, it's not going to play well when the potential buyer is viewing it. So that would be my first tip. Your photos probably aren't that great, so let's figure out how to take better photography, and then you're going to be in a better place immediately. That said, if your photography is amazing and you're still not getting the traction you think you need, I would say a quick fix is a fresh coat of paint. And I know that no one loves painting, but we can all do it if we take a weekend and just hammer it out. It helps with photography, it helps with the cleanliness of the space, and it also helps with making sure that the potential buyer can see themselves in the space. And then my last super quick tip is lighting. I think it's something that people oftentimes forget about, but make sure you have great new bulbs in every room. Make sure that for instance, you know, like the bedside table lights right here, you know, they have the same bulb in them. One from 5 years ago and one from last week. It's not a good look. And that really is impactful and really inexpensive.
Wow. I love how like quick and easy those tips are. Very, very practical. That's so cool. Makes me feel like we could sell a house in 7 days.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about you is like, you're such an aspirational human being. I'm not talking to you, Michael, but also you as well. But we haven't even bought our first home yet. And Michael's like, yeah, we can just like sell this in 7 days.
Yeah. We got this. We're going to sell anything. This home we rent. Let's go.
Funny what you said about the light bulbs. It sounds so mundane, but like I literally noticed that the first thing we walked in here and I wanted to change it. I mean, we ended up renting the place, but 3 of the bulbs were different. One would light a different color. And it's like, who cares? It's lighting up.
Yeah, when the lighting is like yellow on your face, it's not like you look over at him and you're like, let's leave. Okay. This is not good. So yeah, awesome. Lighting is key. Yeah,
well, thank you, Taylor, for answering our HGTV to the rescue.
Yes.
Singing again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. That's actually what this segment is.
Yeah, it's called.
For, really.
It's her audition for
auditioning
American Idol.
For something.
Yeah, it's unknown what you're auditioning for yet, but any day now it's going to come to you. You're gonna be
one
ready.
Day a producer will hear this, be like, "Wow, what? How did we miss this gem?"
This. Yeah. If this isn't talent, I don't know what is.
Yeah. So.
Wow. I love how quick and easy those tips are. It's like makes me feel like I could sell a home in 7 days.
Does it make you feel that way?
Yeah. Can you see that?
No.
I would crush it. I'd be on the cover of every home magazine, realtor magazine. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I've never touched one of those in my life.
We got all the dancers on the show today. We got Allison, Twitch, Taylor, yours truly.
Oh, I don't think you are in that group. I'm sorry.
Michael. You're not that's not even in the script. You're not supposed to say that.
They're superior. Like, they're real dancers.
You said I was a good dancer.
Yeah.
Well, you are a good video game player.
I really am. Top 2% in the world.
Really? Then win a tournament, maybe. I don't know. Let's make some money off of this skill.
You cannot even. Don't even come at me just because I said you are not Twitch or Allison.
The
professional
fangs are out.
Dancers, okay?
Babe, I lost this tournament. I was going to win so much money, but I was so close I lost at the end. Okay, just let me know when you win.
Maybe it's because you kept knocking on my door asking me how long the tournament would take. How distracting.
You know, side note, I went to a lyrical dance class last night. There were two other people in the class, but I'm pretty sure I was the star pupil. I don't know. She kept looking over at me. And we did have to do a lot of things over because I kept messing up, but that's besides the point.
I feel like the world needs to see that lyrical dance class.
Yeah, they need to see it when it's done. The world needs, really, Allison and Twitch. I mean, I feel so, like, I feel like they just filled up my cup. They are superstars. It was just coming off of the screen, this Zoom call. Thanks so much to Allison Hoker Boss and Steven Twitch Boss for being our guests on the show today. Don't forget to tune in to Design Star Next Gen Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern to see all the action and see who will be crowned the next member of the HGTV family.
And a big thank you to Taylor Spellman for answering today's HGTV to the Rescue question. And don't forget to catch her show, 1 Week to Sell, streaming on Discovery Plus now. If you want to ask HGTV stars your own questions, hit us up on the HGTV Instagram account. Just look for our posts on Thursdays.
And as usual, if you like what you're listening to, please, please head over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review HGTV Obsessed. I have loved reading what you guys have got to say, and it's very inspiring and motivational. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And also head over to hgtv.com/podcast for the show notes on today's episode.
Lastly, if you want even more of us, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube @MikeandCat. See you next Thursday.
Bye, guys.